pleasing to the heart to see so many people of this great city of Belgaum coming to participate. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a very important sloka which explains how people who are of the quality of consciousness of the crow are very eager to congregate to hear about the materialistic subjects of this mortal world. The nature of crow is they like to eat the abominable garbages that is left by the sides of the road. Similarly, topics regarding the senses and their objects are like refuge. Because they only increase the fever of material attachment. And to even speak these words is practically like blasphemy in Kali Yuga. How many people will go to the concerts of materialistic people singing about mundane sex and love? How many people are eager to hear speeches about mundane academics or politics? How many people congregate to the sporting events where different teams are playing each other in mundane athletics? Practically every night in every city of the world, all the cinema houses are filled with people. But all of these topics simply defeat the real purpose of human life. Atato brahma jigyasa. Now that you have attained the human form of life, your real business is self-realization. Topics regarding eating, sleeping, mating, and defending and enjoyment of the body and the mind are available to the dogs and hogs. Human life is meant to purify the heart. And that comes by becoming attached to Krishna. Those topics which describe the glories, the pastimes, the attributes of the Supreme Lord, they increase our attachment to the highest truth. Those who come to attend such discussions are compared to swans. The swan will never go so low to eat the garbage on the side of the street. Their mind is fixed on attaining the nectar in the whirl of a lotus flower. And the greatest human beings are called Paramhamsas. They are like supreme swans. Because they have developed the taste to hear about the eternal truth.
क्योंकि उन्होंने परम सत्य के विषय में सुनने के लिए रुचि जागृत कर चुके हैं.
Srila Veda Vyas, the compiler of Vedas, he has written so many literatures describing the philosophy, teachings, pastimes, and attributes of the Lord and His devotees.
Srila Vyas Dev ne kai sare jo hai shastra rachna kiye jisme bhagwan aur unke bhakton ki leelaon ka aur gunon ka charcha kiya.
And great saintly persons have revealed more and more supplementary literatures to that.
और बहुत सारे दूसरे संत ऋषियों ने और भी दूसरे शास्त्रों को बताया गया
है. द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ इंडियन कल्चर इज व्हेन ह्यूमन सोसाइटी बिकम्स मोर एंड मोर अटैच्ड टू हियरिंग दीज सब्जेक्ट्स.
और मानव जीवन की प्रगति इसमें है कि जब लोग इन विषय के बारे में श्रवण करने के लिए ज्यादा से ज्यादा उत्सुक हो जाते हैं.
Our beloved Param Guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at one time, he was having published a daily newspaper with spiritual subject matters.
हमारे परम गुरु श्री भक्तिसिंह ठाकुर एक दैनिक जो है वर्तमान पत्र छापते थे जिसमें आध्यात्मिक विषयों का वर्णन होता था.
And one sincere well-wisher was very much amazed to see this, a daily newspaper with spiritual subjects.
एक हिंद चिंतक ने जब ये देखा तो बहुत आश्चर्यचकित हुए देखकर कि दैनिक वर्तमान पत्र आध्यात्मिक विषयों के बारे में.
Will you not run out of materials to write about?
कैसा नहीं होगा कि आपके पास लिखने के लिए कुछ रहेगा ही नहीं.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that in this mundane world, how many newspapers are there?
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur बताने लगे कि इस भौतिक दुनिया में कितने सारे अखबार हैं.
First of all, the material creation is only a tiny fraction of existence. The vast majority of reality is the spiritual world. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky wherein the Lord is performing His divine pastimes.
आध्यात्मिक जगत में असंख्य भगवान के वैकुंठ लोक हैं जहाँ पर वो लीलाएं कर रहे हैं.
This material creation is only one tiny little dark shadow.
ये भौतिक सृष्टि जो है एक छोटा सा छाया है.
And within that shadow, there are hundreds of billions of universes.
और इस छाया में अनंत जो है असंख्य ब्रह्मांड है.
This universe we're living in is only one tiny little mustard seed in an ocean of mustard seeds.
ये ब्रह्मांड में हम रह रहे हैं वो तो एक राय के दाने के समान है, राय के दाने के घोरे के बीच में.
And in the universe we're living in, this earth planet is just a tiny little speck.
और उस ब्रह्मांड में भी ये धरती है वो एक छोटे से अणु के बराबर है.
There are the Patala Loka, Sutala Loka, Rasatala Loka, so many lokas below the earth. And above the earth planet there is Bhuloka, Bhuvaloka, Swargaloka, Tapaloka, Janaloka, Mahaloka, Satyaloka. And within these planetary systems there are so many planets. And most are far bigger than this earth planet. This earth planet is insignificant. Within an insignificant universe. Within an insignificant creation. And on the earth planet, every little town and city is just an insignificant part. And yet in a place like New York City there's no less than 5 or 6 daily newspapers coming out morning and evening.
और छोटे से शहर जैसे न्यूयॉर्क जैसे में रोज 5-6 जो अखबार सुबह और शाम को प्रकाशित होते हैं.
This thick with news.
बहुत बड़े गति से रहती
अखबार. To speak of London.
और लंदन का क्या.
And Calcutta. And Bombay. There's the Times of India, the Indian Express, the Midday, the Asian Age, and so many newspapers.
How did they acquire the Times of India, Indian Express, Asian Age, Midday, whatever?
And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they are just speaking of the mortal limited topics of this material world, and they never run out of subjects to speak about. We are speaking about the unlimited pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said we could print volumes of literature every hour of the day for the rest of eternity and never even touch a drop from the ocean of information about the news of the spiritual world. But somehow or other people are not interested in these subjects. The politics of this world are always changing. There's the ins and the outs. The ins want to stay in and the outs want to get in. And in the relation to eternity, after 100 million years, no one will even remember which political party ruled in the year 2000. But in 10 million years, people will still be reading Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam. Ishopanishad. Because the substance of this information is eternally and for the ultimate welfare of humanity. So people may say, but we must be informed of what's happening in this world. There is no harm in being informed of what's happening in this world, so long as you keep as the focus of your life the purpose of this world. The purpose of life is not to be informed and then grow old and get diseased and die being informed about all the calamities and atrocities of material existence. At the time of death, do you want someone reading the newspaper about the latest scandal and the latest upheaval? Or would you rather hear about the wonderful pastimes and teachings of Sri Krishna? If you become attached to the things of this world, you have to remain suffering birth after birth after birth in this world. But if you become attached to Krishna, then you achieve the highest bliss of Krishna consciousness in this very life. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tujachante kalevaram tam tamai vaitikontaya sadata bhava bhavata. Whatever you remember at the time of death is what you will attain without fail. And we do not know when death will come. Antakale chamameva smaranmatva kalevaram. If we remember Krishna, we will go to Krishna. Of this there is no doubt. So this is the substance of real human civilization. Where people are very deeply inclined to come together in small groups as well as large numbers to hear the purifying subject matter of the Absolute Truth. And then every time we pick up the newspaper, it only confirms what we have read in the scriptures. Our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada told us a story once. That some Christian missionaries went to a very, very miserable place to try to preach their message.
कुछ क्रिश्चियन मिशनरी जो है एक बहुत ही दुखदायी स्थान में प्रचार करने के लिए गए.
Very poor people.
जहाँ बहुत गरीब लोग रहते थे.
And they were working in the coal mines.
वो जो है कोयलों के सुरंग में कार्य.
They were spending all day way deep down under the ground where it's dark and cold and hot.
बहुत जमीन के नीचे बहुत खुदाई करने के बाद यहाँ पर बहुत अंधेरा था और बहुत गर्मी थी और तकलीफ थी वहाँ रहते थे.
So they were saying, if you don't accept our teachings, you will go to hell.
So missionary बोल रहे थे, अगर आप हमारी शिक्षा को स्वीकार नहीं करेंगे तो आपको नरक जाना पड़ेगा.
So they asked, well, maybe we want to go to hell. Tell us, what is this hell?
हम जाना चाहेंगे, बताइए ये नरक कैसा स्थान है, वर्णन करिए.
Very dark place.
बहुत अंधेरा है वहाँ.
Very hot place.
और बहुत गर्मी है.
He said, well, we're already living in dark, hot place.
तो बोल रहे कि हम तो पहले ही अंधेरे में स्थान में रह रहे हैं.
So he was very flustered. How do I get them afraid of hell when they're living in a hellish condition? So he used his good intelligence. He said, in hell, there are no newspapers. Oh, and we will surrender to your teachings. How will we live without newspapers?
उन्होंने कहा ठीक है, हम ये आपकी शिक्षा को स्वीकार करते हैं क्योंकि अफवाह के बिना रहना मुश्किल है.
People are very addicted to this.
लोगों को इसका नशा चढ़ गया है.
In the Vedic Shastras it is described that what you fix your mind on first thing in the morning when you wake up is what comprises your consciousness throughout the day.
वैदिक शास्त्र बताया गया कि सवेरे उठने के बाद जिस पर आप अपनी चेतना को केंद्रित करते हैं वही आपका पूरा दिन चेतना रहती है.
Therefore, it is the standard for people to rise very early in the morning, before the sunrise.
इसीलिए ये सर है कि सवेरे सूर्योदय होने से पहले व्यक्ति उठते हैं.
And if possible, to take bath to make yourself clean.
और हो सके तो स्नान करना अपने आप को.
And to put on clean cloth.
और साफ वस्त्रों को धारण करना.
And then to fix your mind on the Lord.
और भगवान पर अपने ध्यान को केंद्रित करना.
By chanting the name of the Lord.
भगवान के नामों का जप कीर्तन.
By meditating on the form of the Lord.
भगवान के विग्रह पर ध्यान.
By worshipping the deity of the Lord.
भगवान के विग्रह की आराधना.
By studying the holy scriptures.
पवित्र शास्त्रों का अध्ययन करते.
Because when you rise in the morning, your consciousness is like an empty slate.
जब हम सुबह उठते हैं तो हमारी चेतना इस प्रकार होती है जैसे कोई एक बोर्ड है जिस पर कुछ लिखा नहीं गया अभी तक.
And if you fix your mind on God, then naturally, in all your duties throughout the day, you will do it in God consciousness.
और अगर आप अपना ध्यान भगवान पर केंद्रित करते हैं तो पूरे दिन के अपने सारे कर्तव्य को भगवत चेतना में कर सकते हैं.
But how do people in general start their days in today's civilization?
लेकिन आजकल की सभ्यता में लोग सवेरे दिन की शुरुआत कैसे करते हैं?
First thing they do is they usually read the newspaper.
पहली चीज वो उठते ही सवेरे अखबार पढ़ते हैं.
About a war here and a scandal here and all kinds of economic problems there.
और वो पढ़ते हैं कि यहाँ पर लड़ाई हो रही है, यहाँ पर युद्ध हो रहा है और इस प्रकार की जो है आर्थिक समस्याएं हैं.
And just to make it so it's not totally depressing, they have usually one little cartoon with a joke on the front page.
जिससे लोग ज्यादा पढ़ के दुखी नहीं हो तो फ्रंट पेज पर एक कार्टून होता है.
Just to give some variegatedness.
जिससे कि थोड़ी सी वैरायटी हो जाए.
So then they usually drink some coffee or some tea. Just to somehow or other artificially through this intoxication to wake up. And sometimes they turn on the radio or the television. To be bombarded with the sound waves and the sight waves of Maya or illusory energy.
Maya ki shakti ke jo tarange hain usse wo prabhavit hona chahte hain.
And then they go into the working place.
Fir wo apne karya ko karne ja rahe
hain. What are they going to think about all day?
Pure din bhar wo kya vichar karenge?
So these transcendental topics are very important for us to become attached to. Because it is the nature of the soul to want to become attached to something or someone. Throughout our life, the souls. Energy is going through the mind, the intelligence, and the senses, looking for some object to become attached to.
हमारे जीवन में हमारे मन हमारे इंद्रिय वो खोज रहे हैं किसी विषय को जिसके प्रति वो आसक्त हो सके.
A child's life and soul is that attachment to the parents.
एक बच्चे के आसक्ति का विषय होता है उसके माता पिता.
Attachment to the milk of the mother.
माँ के दूध के प्रति आसक्ति.
When that child does not get its milk, it raises havoc in the whole household.
अगर उसको अपना दूध नहीं मिलता तो पूरे घर में जो है बहुत दुख हो जाता है.
Recently, His Holiness Chandamali Maharaj was on an overnight train from Satara to Bombay. And in the next seat next to him was a baby who was crying all night long. There was no peace for anyone. Because that child is so attached to getting that milk. And then as the child gets a little older, he becomes attached to friends. And then he becomes attached to playing games. And he becomes attached to eating all kinds of varieties of foods. And then he becomes very attached to sports. I must win. Then the child gets a little older. And some rare children become a little attached to their studies. According to the particular modes of material nature a child is being influenced by, they become attached to different things. Some to studies, some to sports, some to mischievous activities, some to friends, parents. Then they get a little older, and then the modes of nature start working more and more in their minds. And then there's this attachment to the opposite sex. In India, traditionally, the very basis of society is how much this type of influence is restricted. There should not even be this attachment between a male and a female until marriage time. If you're married and then you develop attachment, then usually, traditionally, your attachment never goes anywhere to anyone else. But in the Western civilization, these attachments are like putting on a different set of clothes every day. One after another, after another, after another. So much experimentalization. But very difficult, because during the experimentalization you give your heart and your very life force to someone. And then you're cheated. And then so much miserable pain in the heart. People commit suicide. They write hundreds of songs which are number one best-selling records all over the world talking about how miserable they are because their attachment has been devastated. And then they start becoming more and more attached. Instead of their little play toys, they become attached to money. To position, to power. Our whole life is cultivating attachments. But because all the objects of our attachment are temporary and limited, they inevitably frustrate our lives. Birth after birth after birth, we're simply disappointed. Therefore, Krishna explains in Gita, Mam upetya punarjanma dukalaya mashashvatam natnavanti mahatmana samsarim paramangatha. The great personalities, they attach themselves to the spiritual world. To the topics of the spiritual world. Because in this world, everything is a source of misery because it's temporary. So human form of life is exclusively meant for this purpose, to learn how to become attached to that which is eternal. You have to be attached to something or someone. It's the soul's desperate need. But society should at every step be guiding people to become more attached to Krishna, to his eternal loving service. Rather than creating all kinds of science, technology, and entertainment to provide substitutes for Krishna. And the more substitutes that are being provided for Krishna simply implicates and complicates our lives. Money does not make people happy. Power and influence does not make people happy. Sex life does not make people happy. Having beautiful, healthy bodies does not make people happy. But this is the illusion that everyone wants these things. Because we have to have something. We are ananda maya vyashak. We are pleasure seeking. Rupa Goswami explains the same type of fervor in which a young boy and a young girl are attracted to each other. If that same attraction can simply be directed to Krishna, we will be ecstatic in eternal life.
रूप गोस्वामी बताते हैं कि जिस तरह से एक नवयुवक और नवयुवती एक दूसरे के प्रति आकर्षित होते हैं, अगर वही इस प्रकार का आकर्षण अगर कृष्ण के प्रति हो तो हमारा जीवन जो है सफल होता है.
Because Krishna is all attractive.
कृष्ण सर्व आकर्षक.
He is the fountainhead of our beauty.
वो सारी सुंदरता के स्रोत है.
His beauty is eternal.
और सुंदरता शाश्वत है.
All the beautiful things of this world are only a tiny little reflection of a spark of Krishna's beauty.
और इस दुनिया की पूरी सुंदरता जो है वो कृष्ण की सुंदरता का एक कण है.
As we hear about Krishna, as we chant the names of Krishna, naturally we become attracted to Krishna.
जैसे हम कृष्ण के बारे में सुनते हैं, जैसे उनका नाम जप करते हैं, स्वाभाविक रूप से हम कृष्ण के प्रति आकर्षित हो जाते हैं.
And in that attraction comes the real fulfillment of all our heart's desires.
और उस आकर्षण में हमारे हृदय की सारी इच्छाएं पूर्ण हो जाती हैं.
Yes, it is very pleasing to the heart to see how there are still places in the world where thousands of people are interested to come together to hear about spiritual subject matter. The Srimad Bhagavatam explains, whatever activities you perform in life, whatever occupation you may have, if in the end the performance of these activities does not create an attachment to hearing the glories of Krishna, then it is all shama eva hi kevalam, a waste of time.
और ये सब करने से अगर भगवान के प्रति आसक्ति नहीं पड़ती तो वो सिर्फ श्रम ही है, समय की बर्बादी.
We should know that real wealth is in that attraction to Krishna. You should know that real wealth is in that attraction to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explained that there was a very high-posted government official in Calcutta who was working for the British Empire. He was being provided a very large salary. At the time, Sri Mohandas Gandhiji established his non-participation movement to try to create an environment where there would be independence from the British rule. Due to social pressure, this person had to resign from his government service and accept a local type of an occupation where he got just a very basic salary. Within a matter of 1 year, he died. He could not live without the luxuries of his life. But then Prabhupada explained the story of Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. They were high-posted ministers, prime minister, home minister, finance minister of the entire kingdom of Bengal. They were multi-millionaires. They had big, big palaces, tremendous influence and power. All the money and more that they could possibly use. Yet to cultivate attachment to Krishna, they gave it up. They went to Vrindavan. No palace, but they were living under different trees every night. On the hard, cold ground. No fine foods. But they were begging Madhukari, getting some dry roti and some chickpeas. No more silken robes, but they just wore simple kopan. But they didn't die after 1 year. They lived long, long life. And they weren't crying due to distress. Their eyes were always filled with tears of ecstasy. Because they were constantly immersed in the remembrance of Krishna. Constantly singing his glories, serving his devotees, and chanting his holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
There was once a very poor Brahmin. He was worshipping Lord Shiva. Mahadev.
Mahadev.
Not military Mahadev, a different Mahadev. And he was doing his puja and praying to Lord Shiva. Because he was in so much distress due to poverty. He prayed to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva was so pleased with him that he actually gave him a personal darshan. What can I give you? He said, I need wealth. Please give me wealth. I'm tired of struggling and suffering so much with this poverty. Lord Shiva said, I know where you can get best wealth. There is a great devotee in Vrindavan.
Vrindavan
mein
ek bahut bade bhakt hai.
He is living on the banks of the Ganga on a little mountain called Dwadasa Ditya Thiyo. His name is Srila Sanatan Goswami. He has in his possession a touchstone. This Parasmani, if you touch it to iron with a particular mantra, it will make that iron into gold. He will certainly give you that touchstone. You go to him. So the Brahmin paid his obeisances to Sri Shankar Bhagavan and proceeded toward Vrindavan. There, Sanatana Goswami was sitting under a tree on the ground, very happily chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna. Oh, are you Sanatana Goswami ji? Yes. Lord Shiva, he has sent me to you. He told me that you have Parasmani and you will give it to me. That magical stone that will turn anything into gold. Sanatana Goswami said, yes, I have such a thing. I happened to find it while I was sweeping the roads of Vrindavan. Where is it? He said, it's over there. Where? Over there. You mean in that heap of dust and garbage? Yes, it's somewhere in that heap of dust and garbage. If you look, you'll find it. So he looked. And what did he find? Parasmani. Chanted mantra, and sure enough, it turned iron into pure gold. Do you know how wealthy you can be if you had one of those today? You would just be touching everything. Pure gold. Just this one microphone stand would be enough to maintain your life and your whole family. How many microphone stands there are to touch? So he took this and he went home and everything was turning to gold. He was intoxicated. What kind of mercy I have received. But by the mercy of Lord Mahadev, he had some good intelligence. And by that moment's association with Sanatana Goswami, his natural inclination for higher truths was awakened. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastrako, Labamatra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Srihoi. The conclusion of all the great scriptures is even one moment's association with a true sadhu can open the doors to the perfection of life. He began to think within his heart, this Parasmani is the most valuable thing in the whole world. Sanatana Goswami, he's wearing nothing but a coffin. He's sleeping on the ground under a tree. And he was the proprietor of this Parasmani. And he kept it completely in a neglected place under a pile of dust.
और उन्होंने तो ऐसी जगह पर अवहेलना से कचरे के बीच में फेंक दिया है.
He must have something more valuable than this.
जरूर इनके पास इससे ज्यादा कोई मूल्यवान चीज होगी.
And the nature of material greed is whatever you have, you always want something better.
ये भौतिक लोभ का स्वभाव है कि जितना भी आपके पास है आप उससे ज्यादा और अच्छा चाहते हैं.
First you have an ambassador.
पहला तो एम्बेसडर कार होती
है. I must have a Maruti.
अभी मेरे को मारुति चाहिए.
Then you have Maruti.
मारुति मिल जाती है.
I must have what's the next stage up? I must have Cielo. Then you have Cielo. I must have a Ford. Then you have a Ford. I must have a Toyota. Then you have Toyota. I must have the Parasmani Mercedes. Then you have Mercedes. And you're driving down the road. And a drunken truck driver goes, where is your Mercedes? And you're taken out of the Mercedes and put into an ambulance. Brought to the hospital. And then all of your medical bills. And then you'll be happy on an ox cart. So whatever we have, we always want something more. The mind is never satisfied by any type of material enjoyment. So this person was thinking, if the Parasmani is in the dustbin, there must be something better than this. He returned to Vrindavan. Oh, Goswamiji, why did you keep Parasmani in the dustbin? People all over the world would give their lives for this, and you don't even use it. You must have something better. Sanatana Goswami said, yes, I have something better. Oh, Goswamiji, please give me that. I must have. I will give it to you. Then give it to me. But first, you take the Parasmani and you throw it in the center of the Jamuna River. So you'll never be able to see it or touch it again. But in the association of devotees, faith awakens within our heart. And through that faith, we can detach ourselves from the sources of misery of material life. He threw that Parasmani into the river, Jamuna. He turned to Srila Sanatana
Goswami.
To receive the great gift of Sanatana Goswami. This is very important. Our eagerness for Krishna is the price to receive Him. If we're not eager for Krishna,
his message, his names will not really penetrate deeply into our hearts.
Agar hum lolok nahi hai Krishna ke liye to unka naam aur unka sandesh hamare hriday mein nahi pahunchega.
Rupa Goswami says the price of Krishna is lonelyness, that eagerness, that greediness to achieve him.
Rupa Goswami batate hain ki Krishna walon ko prapt karne ke liye lolokta yahi keemat hai.
Sanatana Goswami said, now I will give you the supreme source of all spiritual wealth.
Madan Goswami ne kaha abhi sari adhyatmik sampatti ka jo srot hai wo main aapko pradan karne ja
raha hu. The ultimate treasure in all the material and spiritual worlds.
Sare bhautik aur adhyatmik duniyon mein sabse mahatvapurna sampatti.
The Brahmin was so eager to receive it.
Brahman usko prapt karne ke liye bahut utsuk the.
Sanatan Goswami said, this is the treasure which will bring you the ultimate wealth.
Radhika Goswami ne kaha ki ye sampatti hai jo sabse unchi sampatti hai.
The supreme wealth is not the cheap temporary objects of this world.
Sabse badi sampatti wo nahi hai jo ki duniya ki cheeze hai jo ki kshanik hai.
But the supreme wealth is pure, unmotivated, unlimited love for Krishna.
वो है भगवान के लिए अभेद्य की अप्रतिहता प्रेम.
And the parasmani that will awaken that love within your heart is the holy name.
जो पारसमणि जो कि इस प्रेम को जागृत करने वाली है वो है पवित्र नाम.
Now you repeat after me.
अभी आप मेरे पीछे दोहराइए.
हरे कृष्णा.
हरे कृष्णा.
हरे कृष्णा.
हरे कृष्णा.
Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. And this is one of the stories where the poor Brahmin actually lived happily ever after.
Aur ye ek aisi kahani hai jisme brahman wo sahi mein vastav mein hamesha hamesha ke liye sukhi ho gaye.
Through the chanting of Hari Nam we can achieve all the fulfillments of the desires of our soul.
Hari Nam ke jap kirtan ke dwara aapne aatma ki sari ichhaon ki purti ko praapt kar sakte hain.
Therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has prayed, Chaito Dharapana Marajanam Bahana Bhava Mahad Vadmi Nirvapanam Sriya Kairava Chandra Kaga Taranam Vijavadu Jeevanam Anandam Muni Bharatanam Pratipatam Punamritashvaranam Sarvatma Snaparam Param Vichayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories, all victory to the congregation of chanting of the holy name of Krishna.
Sri Krishna Naam Sankirtan ki vijay ho.
Because this chanting cleanses the mirror of the heart.
Kyunki ye kirtan jo hai hriday ki dhool ko nikal deta hai.
Extinguishes the blazing fire of material sufferings.
Bhautik astitva ke dukh ki agni ko woh shant kar deta hai.
And fulfills the innermost desire for ecstasy that is within the heart.
Aur hriday mein jo anand ki jo andarin ichha hai usko pura karta hai.
The name of Krishna is now different than Krishna.
Krishna ka naam Krishna se abhinna hai.
Within material nature, when there's a full moon, wherever you walk, you can feel the presence of the moon.
Bhautik prakriti mein jahan par पूर्णिमा का चांद होता है आप जहां भी जाएंगे आपको इसका प्रभाव महसूस होगा.
But in spiritual philosophy we understand that the internal energy of the Lord is transcendental to all the limitations of material existence.
हम आध्यात्मिक जो शक्ति है वो सब भौतिक सीमाओं से परे है जो हम समझते हैं.
कृष्ण इज नॉट डिफरेंट इन हिज नेम.
कृष्ण अपने नाम से अभिन्न है.
ही इज नॉट डिफरेंट इन द रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ हिम विद इन आवर माइंड्स.
अपने मन में उनका स्मरण और उनमें कोई अंतर नहीं है.
देयरफॉर व्हेयरएवर वी मे बी
चाहे हम कहीं पर भी हों
एट एनी टाइम
किसी भी स्थान में
इफ वी सिंपली take the name of Krishna sincerely, we should know with full faith that we are directly in the presence of God.
हम सच्चे दिल से अगर भगवान का नाम ले रहे हैं तो हम साक्षात भगवान की उपस्थिति में हैं।
In Krishna's protection, there is the true fulfillment of our purpose of life.
Krishna ki saraksha mein hamare jeevan ki purnata hai.
We have come to discuss this particular subject matter this evening.
Hum aaj sham is vishay par charcha karne ke liye ekatrit hue hain.
This subject matter should be heard and discussed every day of our life. As far as possible.
इस विषय की चर्चा हमारे जीवन के हर एक दिन में करना चाहिए जहाँ तक.
Because it will inspire us to constantly seek shelter in the only place where there is real protection, Krishna's holy names.
और उससे हम उस चीज की आश्रय को ग्रहण करेंगे जहाँ पर सच्ची सुरक्षा है और वो है कृष्ण का पवित्र नाम.
So please accept this opportunity to transform the very quality of your life.
कृपया इस अवसर को स्वीकार करो जिससे आपके जीवन का जो गुण है वो बदल सके.
Turn from the illusions of माया to the highest, purest truth of Krishna.
माया के भ्रम से दूर उठकर कृष्ण के परम सत्य की ओर जाओ.
Enlighten your friends, enlighten your family members, enlighten the world with Krishna.
कृष्ण के द्वारा अपने परिवार, अपने मित्र और पूरे दुनिया को ज्ञान प्रदान करो.
That will be your real glory.
और ये जो है आपका सच्चा यश होगा.
We have a very simple but beautiful temple just here.
यहाँ पर पास में हमारे पास बहुत सरल और सुंदर मंदिर है.
श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद. They have personally descended into your city of Belgaum just to attract your hearts.
आपके हृदय को आकर्षित करने के लिए भगवान जो है यहाँ पर अवतरित हुए हैं.
Please, it is my humble appeal, come on a regular basis to our temple. Have the darshan of Thakurji Sri Krishna and Sri Radharani. Hear his glories from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Serve in the company of devotees and learn the art of chanting the holy names.
कृपया आप नियमपूर्वक आइए, राधारानी और ठाकुर जी के दर्शन करिए, श्रीमद भगवद गीता और भागवत का श्रवण करिए और भक्तों की सेवा करिए और भगवान के नाम के कीर्तन में भाग लीजिए.
Add Krishna to your life in this way. And your life will be perfect.
इस तरह अपने जीवन में कृष्ण को जोड़िए और आपका जीवन सफल होगा.
Thank you very much.
बहुत धन्यवाद.
That real wealth that Sanatan Goswami offered to the Brahmin, Srila Prabhupada traveled around the whole world distributing.
और वही संपत्ति जो सनातन गोस्वामी ने दी, वही संपत्ति को श्रील प्रभुपाद पूरे दुनिया में भ्रमण करते हुए उन्होंने बांटी.
एंड टुडे ही इज पर्सनली थ्रू हिज बुक्स एंड थ्रू हिज डिवोटीज कम टू बेलगाम टू गिव दैट ट्रेजर टू ऑल ऑफ यू.
और वो अपने व्यक्तिगत रूप में, अपने पुस्तकों के रूप में, भक्तों के रूप में यहाँ पर बेलगाम में आए हैं आपको इस संपत्ति को सौंपने के लिए.
प्लीज लर्न दिस मोस्ट प्रेशियस ऑफ ऑल आर्ट्स. To sincerely, in the mood of a humble servant, chant Krishna's holy names.
सच्चे दिल से सेवक की भावना से कृष्ण के पवित्र नामों का गान करें.
हरे कृष्णा, हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा, हरे हरे.